Hello and welcome to another episode of Relatos de la Noche. Today we are doing the episode on the Shadow People. More like a little report on what exactly is the Shadow People. But let me go ahead and start by saying thank you very much to all the support that you guys have been showing out to me. I really, 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 really appreciate it. You guys, keep on sharing the episodes with your friends and stuff. I believe I might have like two more upcoming interviews and stuff with other people. I have stories in Spanish from the episodes that I have already done. For those who speak Spanish, go ahead and check them out. And for those of you who don't speak Spanish, don't worry, I will translate them into English as well. Once again, this is the episode called The Shadow People. It's pretty much an explanation on what the Shadow People are. And yeah, like I said, thank you very much. And let's look into the episode. Have you guys ever seen a shadow or a black blur moving out of the corner of your eye? But when you took a closer look, the shadow was gone, leaving you with the sense of, what the fuck did I just seen? Well, there has been a lot of people who have reported that they have seen such things. This phenomenon is known as the Shadow People. Witnesses who have come face to face with these beings can describe them as a dark, smoky figure that is able to move fast within seconds. So it'll be here, but then next thing you know, it's gone and just leaves a blur behind. And there's also those who say that they look just like a dark mass, you know, without any kind of shape or anything. But what can these entities be? Like, what are these things, you know? Like, some people ask themselves. Well, you see, this phenomenon, like I said, they're called the Shadow People. And they are a supernatural phenomenon that has existed for centuries. A lot of the stories describe them as dark humanoid silhouettes that lack eyes or a mouth. But they do give off a very scary, like, aura-like. But generally speaking, these silhouettes are sometimes described as gaseous dark masses that can be distorted. They can distort their appearances. But yet they're fast enough that they can move through solid objects. And for those who witness this type of entities, they can agree that they always appear in the peripheral field vision, and they usually disappear once they notice that you are looking at them and stuff. So like, you'll be there and then pretty much at the snap of the fingers are gone. But there is those who have seen them, you know, face to face for more than a couple of seconds before they vanish. And these types of encounters can also be very frightening and very menacing, and can even lead up to violent encounters. The most concerning thing about this event is that over the last few years, the Shadow People have been gaining a lot of attention due to their encounters with people, giving the believers and the non-believers a topic to debate about. But what exactly are these things and where they come from? Well, you see, there is a couple of theories going around about them. According to the demonologist and paranormal expert Stephen Wagner, these are various theories on what these entities are and where they come from. But the very first theory that is being suggested is that these things are simply ghosts. They're ghosts who have adapted and evolved to be able to take a much dark, menacing appearance. But in the contrary with the ghosts that are usually of a white, transparent mass, the Shadow People are much, much darker and more denser. They, like I said, they almost look like a shadow, just like a straight-up shadow floating around, you know, rather than a mask. Because, like, supposedly ghosts look more like a mask, but the Shadow People literally look like a shadow just floating around. The second theory that Wagner suggests is that these dark and scary things are actually demonic entities that have come from the astral planes to feed on the negativity and energy of the victims. These things can be These feelings can be feelings of despair, fury, and even stress, and of course, you know, like terror and scary scariness. That's also one of their favorite meals, according to him. Another reason why this theory is being very supportive is because some witnesses have claimed that when they've seen the quote-unquote shadow people, they have seen them with horns, some have seen them with fangs, and some have seen them with red glowing eyes and even orange eyes. And these are usually demonic entity characteristics. The third and final theory that Wagner suggested, well, don't scratch the final, but the third theory that Wagner suggested is that all these so-called shadow people are actually visitors from a parallel dimension that come and visit us, but since we're not able to fully see them, we only see them as reflections of the light. So I guess like the shadows. And he has suggested this based on some of the scientists that believe that there is parallel universes out there, or twin universes or dimensions. And like I said, you know, I'm not 100% sure what the hell they are, but I do agree that they might be demonic entities, as you know, some people have seen them with red eyes and orange eyes and fangs and horns. Like I said, that's usually like a demonic entity description. But another very interesting theory that has been suggested over the years is that the fourth theory is that these things are actual astral bodies that have left their physical body. And once again, according to Wagner, the definition of an astral body is the spirit separating from its actual physical body. Just think about it like in the movie Insidious, where the person would go to sleep and their spirit would leave their body and it would wander off to another dimension. That's kind of what he suggests. And the fifth and most popular theory that a lot of people agree upon is that these shadow people beings are actually aliens, as some of the experts do recall getting stories from the victims of alien adoptions, that once they're sleeping, they hear like a buzzing noise or ringing noise and their body gets paralyzed, and they're able to see the shadow-like figure going right through the walls and stuff and picking them up and carrying them, you know, to whatever place they can, spaceships or, you know, secret labs or whatever. But let's see. But yeah, I mean, we don't really know what the heck these things are, but these are just like the most popular and supported theories. See, what I want to know is, I want to know if you guys have had any encounters with the shadow people. Have you guys ever seen any of them? And if so, like I said, shoot me an email. My email is on the description of the podcast. Also, if you're listening through the Anchor app, go ahead and leave me a voice note, and I would like to hear it, you know. And let's see what else we got going on here. But yeah, those people that don't believe in any of this paranormal activity, they have suggested that the shadow people are a mere result of a hyperactive imagination that sometimes plays tricks with our mind, making us see things that are not there. Or also, they're also side effect of hallucinogenic drugs that people have abused, and you know, making them be schizophrenic and, well, not schizophrenic, but making them lose composure of their mind and making them see things here and there. But all aside the theories, how can you actually protect yourself from these beings? Well, according to Alice Deffer, who is a psychic and a medium, she recommends to keep a calm and peaceful mind in order to give these entities the negative energy that they're searching for. So if you guys ever encounter, like I said, like any of these things, what the experts recommend is for you to keep a calm and peaceful mind, so that way you don't show like any fear to it. Just because if you show fear to it, you know, they're gonna pick up on your negative energy and they're gonna feed off of it and they're gonna get stronger, kind of like a leech, you know. Also, what she recommends is that if you're a religious person, you know, you could go ahead and like say your, you know, whatever prayer, your Holy Mary, a Holy Father, or whatever they are. And also remind yourself being shielded from head to toe by a light, a protective light, just kind of like to keep your mind at peace and stuff. But no matter what these things really are, there's just no way for the experts to prove whether they're aliens, they're ghosts, have adapted to take a different shape, they're dimension visitors, they're demonic entities, they're aliens. There's really no way of proving what the hell these things are. But a lot of people do have come face to face with them, which is like the scary part. That, like I say, over the recent last years, there has been a lot of sightings of the shadow people. So I wanna know what you guys think about them. And that's pretty much like the little brief description of what the shadow people are. Like I said, they could be aliens, they could be ghosts, demonic entities, visitors from another dimension, astral bodies who have separated from their physical body and they're doing a, you know, like a travel. But like I said, yeah, I hope you guys like this little explanation on what the shadow people are. I do want to hear you guys' thoughts on this in this event. Like I said, if you guys have ever experienced any of them, let me know. Either by shooting me an email saying yes, I have, no, I haven't, or if you guys are listening to it through the Anchor app, like I said, go ahead and just leave me a voicemail or any something, you know. So I want to know you guys' opinion. Once again, my name is Victor, and this is Relatos de la Noche, and this was a. The shadow people, thank you very much, and I hope you guys do enjoy them. Like I said, I do want to thank you guys for sharing this episodes with your friends. Go ahead and keep on sharing them so we can keep on growing the podcast. I do have more projects planned out in the future. We're gonna have a lot more stories. I'm trying to get more interviews with people, like real life interviews with people. But yeah, thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a great night. And once again, this is Relatos de la Noche. Thank you.